Hearing Loss Live talks with John Nalbantian of the Better Connect Academy. Hi, welcome to Hearing Loss Live. This week's blog and podcast, we sit down with John Nalbantian with Better Connect Academy. We all know I get a little tongue-tied, so I hope I got it all out. We kind of accidentally, on purpose, because we believe in the universe, got introduced. It's kind of a little bit of a longer story, so I'll leave it to our blog. But like minds think alike. And we thought, oh, we've got to get with John. And John wanted to get with us, and we did a podcast with him. So we hijacked his podcast in true Hearing Loss Live style, because we are two, three wild, crazy women. So, John, I would like you to tell our viewers about the Better Connect Academy and a little background on yourself, if you could, please.
Absolutely. Well, first off, thank you so, so much for having me on your podcast. It's an honor. We had our podcast together a few months ago, and it was wonderful to chat with you guys. And by the way, y'all better come back, because we got to do a part two. So my name is John Nalbantian. I'm the founder and CEO of the Better Connect Academy. Before I even get into the Better Connect Academy, let me tell you a little bit about myself. So yes, my first name is John, but in reality, it's Jean, French. So a lot of people will call me Jean, but it's not Jean. I promise you that. So I was born and raised in France, came to the U.S. in 91, 92, grew up in a very empathetic family. We love to help people, and that's just the way we grew up. I remember since I was a little kid helping the homeless. It's just in my blood. It's in our family's blood. Fast forward up until about 25 years ago, I started working with the senior population, and I was an administrator an assistant to the administrator to a senior housing facility. And I was very exposed to hard of hearing and deaf people and people who had other difficulties, physical or cognitive. So I said to myself, you know what, I need to learn more about this. I need to learn more about communities that need help. So I got my degree, my BS in human services management. I got a couple of gerontology certificates from USC. And more importantly, I've been working for the past about 20 years with a California state program that helps the deaf and the disabled with specialized equipment so that they have freedom to making calls to whoever, the doctor, their family members. And in particular, for the hard of hearing and deaf customers that we have, they need specialized equipment so that they're able to hear and understand what's being said on the phone. And, you know, with our deaf clients, we help them with TTYs or captioned telephones. I'm going a little bit backwards and forward, but I do that. My mind goes all over the place. That's just how I am. But for the past 20 years, I found that there's a lot of complaints. There's just a lot of complaints coming from the hard of hearing community. And I started mentally gathering data. You know, what are the complaints? What's going on here? And they were the same. It's, we can't understand when the doctor is calling. We don't understand. We don't hear them. When we go to the doctor's office, we don't understand what's being said to us face to face, or we may understand half of it and not the other half. And so we bring in a family member or a friend and we lose our privacy, you know, or we go to the coffee shop or a restaurant. The hearing aids, you know, pick up too much sound, and we again cannot understand. So we turn off the hearing aid and we're just in the dark. I kept hearing, you know, people don't make the effort to communicate the way they should with me, for example. The pharmacist told me how to take my medicine, and I was just too shy to say, I don't understand what you're saying, and I took the medicine wrong. So this last scenario that I just gave you is what actually triggered me to start the Better Connect Academy. I met someone, not through work, I met someone at a coffee shop, and this person looked pale, and he was in a wheelchair, and there was the caretaker there. And I like to talk, so I just talk to anyone. My kids know that about me. I make friends everywhere. But I talked to the caretaker, and I said, what's going on here? You know, his collar doesn't look right. And she said, the pharmacist told him to take the medicine. He did not understand how many and when to take the medicine. And he ended up at the ER. And it caused his body to like shut down, and he, you know, anyways, he suffered, and he, hopefully he's better now. But at the time that I saw him, he suffered. And I said, that's enough. That's my sign. I've thought about it for too long. That was in about 2015. And I started working on the course. In 2018, I developed the Better Connect Academy's online course. And this course teaches businesses and people in general how to provide effective communication per the American Disabilities Act. It's the law. Title II, Title III companies or entities have to provide effective communication. What's Title II and Title III? It just means businesses, organizations, you know. Those entities have to provide effective communication to people who are hard of hearing, or equal communication access. That's the old language, I think, for it. And so the course was developed, and I said to myself, beautiful, John, you developed a course, and that's going to help people. But how do you know if all this information is actually good? And so I got in contact with the Hearing Loss Association of America, and I had a couple of their members unofficially take a look at it, and they reviewed it, and they told me, change this, change that. This is beautiful. This is not that good. I've had members of the community, hard of hearing and deaf community, review it as well. And they said, change this, change that. We don't like, they love that. You know, I've had hearing people take the course and they said, we love everything. But the thing is that the online course, it's now at version 12 or 13 now. It evolves. Yeah, it evolves. And it is now, it is more animated. It's less boring. I think you guys took the course. And there was a lot of, not a lot of talking, but there's talking in there. And so it's changed. So it's now 2022 version. It just got released a couple of weeks ago. And that wasn't enough for me. I said, you know what? It's great that people can take the course and get a certificate of completion for it. But I wanted to make it official. So I approached the AAPA, the American Association of Physicians Assistants or something like that. And so that means, that didn't sound professional at all, but that means that nurses and physician assistants can actually take the course, and it will count as a continuing medical education credit. And I was like, good job, John. And so I'm like tapping myself in the back. Good job. You can sleep better tonight. But more seriously, the course has accreditation. It, you know, it's recognized by big entities. And so it's no joke. So now on the what we're doing now, I'm on your wonderful podcast. And by the way, I hope a lot of people watch it. I watch your podcast. It's excellent. And we have to spread the word. We have to spread the word. Whenever I go to Starbucks, and it's not to put Starbucks on the, you know, under the light here, but whenever I go to a coffee shop, or I go to a restaurant, or I go to the grocery store, or I go to the bank, and I see that the person who's helping me, I can't hear and I cannot understand that person, especially with the mask over their mouth. I take my business card and I say, please give this card to your supervisor or your manager, because I'm not hard of hearing that I know of, but I cannot hear and understand what you're saying. And if I was hard of hearing, mild, moderate, severe, or deaf, then what? How would you transact with me? Okay. So it's serious. It's serious business. And in our course, we talk about this. We talk about the different ways that you can approach a hard of hearing person to communicate effectively. Yes.
I just wanted to say how important that medical setting is. I had a physical today, and my doctor's office is affiliated with the hospital, and I live in a small city. I live outside of Duluth, Minnesota, but they didn't have screens with captioning. And so I ran into this in Rochester, New York, also, where I've spent the last 4 months. And it's a big problem. And people say, oh, it's really cool that you can use your phone for the captioning. And I tell them, not everyone is like me. I'm a very good self-advocate. I've been a captioning advocate for over a decade. And we just gave a self-advocacy workshop last night, and people don't know about these things. It's not up to the person to provide their own accommodation. It's up to the medical facility. And so I advocate all the time. So that's going to be a big project for me in the near future, is trying to get all of the hospitals and doctor's offices in my community to provide screens for people, because you know, the hard of hearing community is really unaware. I mean, it's a huge community and a lot of people are unaware. So anything that works towards that is great. And I think that's a really great aspect of the Better Connect Academy.
Yes.
Okay, I'll go now. This is Shelley. I watched your video about going through a drive-thru at one point, and you showed how difficult it is to communicate. And I know for myself, when I go through the drive-thru, I almost understand nothing. I use anticipation, you know, like, okay, you know, I'm hard of hearing, here's my order, that's all. And I'm really hoping they don't tell me, but this is on special and you can buy this. And I'm like, I can't follow. I said, that's all. Please take that's all. And also going to Starbucks. There has been many times. There is no hearing in that place because of bad acoustics. All the machines going, chatter, sometimes music. So it is a very difficult area. And whenever I go up there, I do the whole, I'm hard of hearing, this is what I want. And don't ask me questions. And they usually do pretty well, but every once in a while I get that person that says, okay, what's your name? We're going to call your name. And I'm like, Didn't you hear me? I'm not going to hear in this environment. I can't hear. Oh. So I tell them, give a little wave and let me know it's there, but they don't always remember. So I want to say that communication equals community. So when we get the communication we need, we feel like we're part of the community. So I appreciate all your advocacy efforts on our part.
Thank you, Shelley. And, you know, you just reminded me that I do invite everyone to also go to our YouTube page, the Better Connect Academy on YouTube. I do record the drive-throughs, and I do put it out there like, okay, so did the cashier do a good job? Did the order taker do a good job? Most often, no. Not because they're bad employees, just because they don't have the tools. They don't have the education, and that's what's missing. I've always said, I think we talked about it together, if I'm not mistaken, but imagine if drive-thrus had the screen that captioned the order. Okay. Now, it will help a lot of hard of hearing people. Doesn't mean it's going to help another group. For example, if you're deaf and you go through the drive-thru, how do you do the order? And how would the screen really help? You know, because not all deaf people can speak. And so, you know, having the screen is at least maybe half the battle, you know, but that battle has to be taken. Those little battles have to be happening in order to make a change. Unfortunately, personally, from my observation, I feel like there's just not enough battle. I don't think that any group should be comfortable enough to say, this is what society is, and I'm going to accept it. Okay, accept part of it, but if you're hard of hearing, then advocate for yourself, right? Just like you said, Shelley, advocate for yourself. And that's what I'm trying to do. The online course, again, is a continuing education for a reason. It's continuing education, a continuing medical education, so that it has weight and value and legitimacy. Because if I only said that it's just an online course, who's going to take it? So, you know, businesses have to take this very seriously. You often hear about a wheelchair who had no access to getting into a restaurant. And that person in the wheelchair, you know, will advocate for him or herself and will maybe pull the ADA or a lawyer to say, I wasn't able to get into the business. It is not ADA compliant. It should be the same with hard of hearing. I'm not saying let's sue everyone and let's, you know, blah, blah, blah. But things have to be said. And I think that that's the biggest challenge that the Better Connect Academy is having now is gathering the troops, you know. I can promote all I want online, and I can, you know, talk to so many companies all I want, but in reality, who's going to make that difference? Those who are hard of hearing, they're the ones that are going to be like, hey, we need our services. Look, the Better Connect Academy has a course, at least take it, you know? So I think that that's the biggest challenge that there is. And I tell all your viewers that, you know, anytime, if you're hard of hearing, anytime you encounter a place that needs the education, send them over to the betterconnectacademy.com and let's educate people. You know, it's really bridging the gap.
Yes, I so agree with that. More of us definitely need to be stepping up and educating everybody. And if we don't want to do the educating, send them to the Better Connect Academy. I want to say that I attended a workplace a disability workplace kind of workshop a few weeks ago. And one of the things they said is that companies kind of get an overall training on disabilities, but they rarely get specific training on certain disabilities. And I think the Better Connect Academy is providing that specific information that is so needed by the deaf and hard of hearing community.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that if someone asked me, you know, what's your mission, John? You know, like, okay, so you provide this service and you know, people get educated, but you know, what's your vision? What's your service? What's going to happen to the Better Connect Academy? I mean, honestly, I don't know what the future holds, but I know where I want to go with it. And honestly, what I want to do, and that's always been my first mission, and I will carry it on. I want the organization to grow and me hire people who are hard of hearing. So creating jobs within that community, because I also know, you know, through my connections that hard of hearing and deaf people have a harder time finding a job. And so with the Better Connect Academy, God willing, if it grows, that's what I want to do. Hire hard of hearing people. The other thing that I want to do is eventually when financially secure, I want to donate to organizations that support people who are hard of hearing with hearing aids or technology, you know? So there's a few things that I have in mind, but it's only been 3 years in, you know? And I know that this is just a little tree that wants to grow and grow and grow. So, you know, that's where we're going with it.
I just want to say I'm very encouraged that you're trying to help businesses take their responsibility. And, you know, what we're trying to do with Hearing Loss Live is to teach hard of hearing people how to be better self-advocates, how to get the word out there about our community and our needs. And I don't really know too many organizations that are addressing the business side of it and making them take responsibility for the accommodations they should be providing and that, you know, the ADA covers. So that's a great thing that you're kind of expanding that advocacy for the hard of hearing community. So thank you for doing that.
Thank you.
Coming in on the last couple minutes. So any other questions for John? Any comments? I'll give mine if not.
I just want to restate that it's up to our viewers to help the awareness to grow for the hard of hearing and the deaf. So please step up and start advocating, even if it's just baby steps. Baby steps keep going up.
Thank you. If you are having trouble with your employer, share this with them. Share this YouTube video. On our website, we have a connection in our glossary to the Better Connect Academy. Share that information. Have them take the test. I think they'll be amazed at what they might learn that they didn't know. We hope in the future to work more and more with the Better Connect company, whether it's in-person trainings as well as the online trainings. I think we can both grow right there, teach each other, be able to get out there and you know, start with in-person trainings, come to our workshops. Our self-advocacy workshops are great on, we're going to hopefully be rolling out a series of them. We found out yesterday's workshop, there is a whole wide world of discussion when it comes to self-advocacy. So we hope you'll join us in the future. Go to the Better Connect Academy, whether you're the person with a hearing loss or you've got somebody with hearing as a partner, coworker, employer that needs, needs a little assistance understanding better communication tools. It is May's Better Speech and Hearing Month. And of course, we're doing meaningful connections. So this was a great meaningful connection, in my opinion. So it was perfect timing. If you haven't, I believe tomorrow night is our family workshop. Still not too late to register and join us. Bring your hearing partner. If you're hearing and you have a hearing loss partner who you want to learn more about, bring them. Either way, we'd love to have you. We hope you have a great week and thanks for joining. Bye.
Thank you, John.
Thank you.
Certify your business today with the Better Connect Academy and have better communication tools with your deaf and hard of hearing employees. For more information on hard of hearing employee success, come to Hearing Loss Live.